We continue Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf Ayin Tes, Sif Tes. Lo'olam Yachak, Adam Es Atzmen Arvis. A person should always try not to become a guarantor for a loan or minabagdainus, and he should try to avoid being in watching something for somebody else. Become Ma'adefshu whenever it's passable. However, of course, when it's impassable, for example, you know somebody who needs to borrow money and he can't get the money without guarantors and you are available to be a guarantor, so then the halacha is that you have to become a guarantor. And even if it means that you may end up losing the money. And the same is regarding pekudin. If somebody's traveling, for example, and he's asking you to watch something of his and there's no one else that could do it, you should do it. That's included. These are cases of chesed. However, Paiskim do say that if somebody accepted upon himself to be a guarantor because of the circumstances, or somebody accepted upon himself to watch something that belongs to somebody else because of the circumstances, he can make a tanai, he can make a stipulation up front that if he will that if he's going to be the guarantor, for example, and the person won't pay what he owes, or if he's going to take this pekudin, and then something happens and he'll be held responsible, that that he should understand that he could take that loss off his meiser money. Sif Yud, Mishesh L'shtachava Chaveray. If somebody has a loan document that somebody owes him money, V'shtar Bola V'hoylech L'himachek, and the shtar is getting ruined and it's going to be erased, and he needs that shtar as proof that the money is owed to him. Yovel Abezdin, Yasl Kim, he should go to Abezdin. Abezdin has a right because of the power that Abezdin have of Hefker, Abezdin, Hefker. They don't have to get permission from the other side, from the Malva. They could just write a new shtar. Sefir Aleph. Osl Hashishtar Shprubatak Beisai. One should not hold on to a paid shtar. Shenema, as the pasuk says, "Va'al tashkein ba'alacha avla." Even if the loiva trusts you, and he didn't ask for the shtar, it's inappropriate to hold on to a shtar. But if there's a receipt written on that very shtar, that means on the shtar it's written that the shtar was paid up, this halacha doesn't apply. If a shtar is paid up, but I want to hold on to the shtar because the person owes me another loan, that's a question if then you're allowed to hold on to that shtar. Sif Yud Beis, K'moshi Tzarech Lizor B'Shmiras Pekudin, just like one has to be careful when he's watching somebody else's object, Kach Tzarech Lizor B'Shmiras HaMashkin B'Yoyser, so too has to be very careful when he's watching security that was left with him. Neish K'moshi Shoy Mesoch Al HaMashkin, he has the halacha of a Shoy Mesocher. Just like if I was asked to watch something, I can't give it to someone else to watch. As we're going to learn, the Mava has no right to hand over the Mashkin to somebody else, or to give it over as a Mashkin without permission of the owners of the Mashkin. If there was a loan given on security, that if he won't be paid up by a certain time, then the mashkin reverts to become the malvus. It's important that this should be declared at the time of the halvah. If it won't be redeemed up to a certain time, the machshin becomes his from the moment of the inception of the loan. Sif Yudal, Mishu Yedei Shechayev L'Chaveri. Somebody knows that he owes money to somebody else. However, V'Chaveri Amalai, the Malva says to him, V'Adesh Ein Chechayev Li, you certainly don't owe me any money, Potter. Neshamalai, that he doesn't have to pay. Shrei Machalai, because it clearly indicates that he forgave him the loan. But it's important to point out, only if he said it in this wording, where he said, "Sh'ein chachayvli," that you don't owe me any money. But if he says, "I never lent you money," you never lent me money or you paid me up, and he knows that that's untrue, then that doesn't represent a mechila, forgiveness. But in a case where the wording is proper, as we just learned, then the halacha is you don't have to pay him under any circumstances. If somebody is not sure if he borrowed money from somebody else, and the other person says that you owe me money, so I'm a shema, the loiv is a shema, is a maybe, and the malva is a bari, then you have to pay. But if the malva is also not bari, if the malva can't say definitively that he owes the money, then you don't have to pay. If somebody knows that he borrowed money and he doesn't know if he paid back, then he has to pay until he knows for sure if he paid. If, however, if in a case that the malva says to him, you owe me money, and he doesn't know if he paid, then of course it's not just because the loiv is unsure, but if the loiv is unsure and the malva is sure, then you have to pay. If the malva says that I'm not sure if I lent you money or not, but I do know that you never paid me back, there is a machloikus, a poiskim, if the loiva has to pay under those circumstances or not. If the malva was meichel the loan, forgave the loan, and now he says, well, I forgave the loan based on a miscalculation, it's not so simple that he can retract his mechila. Sif tazov, loiva shabal lefroy lemalva yidei shliach. If a loiva wants to pay his debt through a shliach, miyad kishemosa hamos liyad shliach, as soon as he gives the money to the shliach, zoch ha-shliach b'mos avar ha-malva. The shliach, that money is if it's by the malva. Based on the halacha of zoch lan shleib b'fonav, that you could take ownership for somebody when it's to his benefit. But even though the malva, the halacha is it's considered to a degree like by the malva, and now the loiva can't change his mind, it's still under the responsibility of the loiva to make sure that money gets to the malva. And if anything were to happen to that money before it gets to the malva, it's the loiva's responsibility. And therefore, if the loiva wants to get back that money from the shliach, and not that he doesn't want to pay, he says, well, I need this money back, and I'll pay the malva at a later date, osur. Because now it's the malva's. And once it's the malva's, I can't take the malva's money without his permission. And even though this is shliach, the person that I, the loiva, appointed, it makes no difference. Yesh iser lachzir loiva. The shliach has no right to give it to the loiva once it was given to him to deliver to the malva. Simen kuf pei hilchos shmitas ksofim. Sif aleph. Haskamas rav poskim. It is the opinion of most poskim. The shmitas ksofim noyegim gamas banazad. The shmitas ksofim, that when shmita comes, the loans get canceled, apply a filo b'chutzlaris. This man is applied nowadays and even b'chutzlaris. The Torah speaks quite extensively about the mitzvah shmitas ksofim. The Torah says, "Mikayt shev shorim tasa shmita, v'zed v'ashmita shmait ko ba'mas yodoy ash yaseb b'reyehu la'yigas esrei v'sochev kikor shmita la'shem as a nochri teigosh v'ashil chasichicha tashmet yodecham." The pasuk says also, "Hisham lcha penyir dovem avofcha b'liyal leimar karvish nasa shevish nasa shmita v'roi encha b'chicha evyon v'lisitolei v'karalach Hashem v'yichoy b'chait." What this is teaching us is there's a mitzvah to say that any money that somebody owes when the shmita year comes, that loan is canceled. When we say that the loan is canceled, even if the loiva wants to pay, the malva has to cancel the loan. Certainly, the malva has no right to act for payment of the loan, la'yigas esreyu, but there's another mitzvah, la'yigas esreyu, which teaches us that a person should not avoid lending money with the concern, well, Shemitah is going to come and the loan will be canceled. And there's another mitzvah, la'yigas esreyu, that all of this does not apply by a nachri. Even though this is such a big mitzvah, you don't make a bracha on such a mitzvah. One, because there's no mice, there's nothing active that's done with this. And it also depends on two people. And when a mitzvah depends on somebody else, we don't make a bracha. The Sefer HaChinuch teaches us that the reason for this mitzvah is that a person should recognize that whatever we have because Hashem wants us to have. And what we're not supposed to have, we're not supposed to have. We're supposed to realize Hashem haaretz umloyeh, that everything really belongs to Hashem. And whatever we're supposed to have, we're going to have. And if we're not supposed to have it, we shouldn't want it. And also, he says that this will help us from not doing anything wrong when it comes to financial matters. It helps us understand that what we're going to have, we're going to have anyway. What we're not going to have, we're not going to have anyway. Says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch v'Olam Nagul Hakol, but people are very lenient. The Gedol Yisrael already were very upset. The Ktsas Mem Torch Olam Etzchus Aminig Shegsem Chaktsas Mekilim, that those that try to come up with reasons why people are lenient. Amish Shiroitza L'Dagdik V'Mitzvahs, somebody who's careful with mitzvahs. Has to follow the opinion of most poskim. Certainly, since there's a way to solve any issue, by writing a prusbal, as we're going to learn, which will avoid any loss. This halacha applies to chutz laretz because it's not dependent on Eretz Yisrael. It's a chayvus haguf. It depends on people. Any mitzvah that's a chayvus haguf applies in Eretz Yisrael and a chutz laretz. Sebeis, shmiyus mishametis kol milva. Shmita cancels any loan. May milva apeh, whether it's an oral loan, may milva b'shter, whether it's in writing. Vafilei bo yesh b'chayis nechosim, even if there's a mortgage attached to it. If somebody has a iska relationship with somebody else because of ribbis reasons, shadinhu, that the way our iska is structured is chatzim malve chatzim bekodin, half the money is given as a loan and half is given as security. Hachatzim shu milva, the half which is a loan, mishamit, gets canceled by the shmita year. However, chatzim shu bekodin, the half which is security, ain't a mishamit, shmita does not apply to. Sif Gimel, Chavavas Chaver Lamashkin. If there was security given with a loan, Ein Mishalmit, then the Shemitah doesn't cancel that loan. However, Vimheve Lamashkin Karaka, but if the security that was given was a piece of property, then there's Yeshba Zechalukadidim. There's also two types of Mashkin. There's a Mashkin security that's given at the time of the loan, and there's a security that's given when later. And the halacha is that it doesn't make a difference. Shmita doesn't cancel such a loan. However, if the security was taken against the will of the loiva, then Shmita it does apply, will cancel such a loan. Siftal Arav Shapara Lamalva, if a guarantor paid the malva, the Kona Shapara Lamalva La'arev, before the loiva was able to pay back the guarantor, Hagiyah Shnasa Shmita, the Shmita year comes, Mishamet, that loan is cancelled, he doesn't have to pay the Orev. Sifhei, Mishun Tzchai Shvul Chaver El Mamun, if somebody has to swear to somebody else over a financial issue, Shilo Hayim Maidaloi, if he would admit Hayis Shvis Mishamtas as a Mamun, that Shmita would cancel that loan, so the halach is Mishametas, Shmita also cancels the Shvuah obligation because the Pasuk says, V'zeh Dvar HaShmita. The Gemara learns, the Mishnah learns, that Filo Dibur Mishametis. Even a Shvuah, which is words, Shmita has the ability to cancel. Seva Misha Yechaver L'Mamin. If somebody owed somebody else money, V'kofar, and he denied it, V'omda L'din, and they had a Din Torah, V'nischayiv, and Bezdin says that the loivis owes the money. The kasu Bezdin psakdin, and Bezdin wrote a psakdin to that effect. From the snuli they amalva and gave it to the malva. Such a loan ain't a shvius mishamtasai, but that's only if the psakdin was written. Just of oral psakdin would not cancel shmita. The loan is canceled. Sif zayin hamavas chaveri. If somebody lends money to somebody else, for history mind, they stipulated shloit shmitenu shviyas that shmita should not be effective. Afilach mishamtesoy, still shmita will be effective because it's a mas namasha kosa b'Torah. You can't make a stipulation against what the Torah tells us. Avalam hisni mai. But if the way the stipulation was articulated was shlo yishamet hu chayv zeh, that the loiver won't take away his obligation to pay, that means it's as if the loiver said that even though I know Shemitah cancels all loans and you, the malva, have no right to ask me for the money, I still am taking upon myself that I will have to pay you. And a person could always obligate himself to pay something that it's his money and he could use his money in any way. So then the halach is that that stipulation is effective. There's a machloikis harishonim if this is something that should be done. Everybody agrees that it's effective. The question is it appropriate to be done or not? I feel like this is b'shnas shemitah. Even if this took place during the shemitah year, einam shamtasai, the loan is not canceled. V'kerim kos b'shtal losh b'kodin. If the way the loan is structured, it's not structured as a loan, but rather it's structured as a security arrangement, einam shamtas, because shemitah only cancels loans, not securities. Sevches, amavos chaver le'ez shonim. If somebody lent money to somebody for a number of years, v'gaya has mana peron lach shemitah, but the time that the loan is due is only after the shemitah year passed, that einam shamtasai, then the shemitah doesn't cancel that loan. Kiven shloya yochel tovi koydim, since he couldn't have asked him for the money earlier. And therefore, let's say the way the loan is structured, that it's going to be given, it's going to be paid back in payments. So any payment that was due before or during the Shemitah year are canceled. Any payments that are due after the Shemitah year are not canceled. Let's say the person, the loiver wants to, the malva wants to restructure the loan that the payment should only be done, should be only due after the Shemitah year, where originally they were due before or during the Shemitah year. Machloikus HaPoiskim, if that would be an acceptable manner.